Gun violence is already emerging as a top issue in the 2023 race for Philadelphia's next mayor. WHYY's two gun violence reporters speak with candidates about how they plan to tackle the problem.
I'm Sammy Kayola.
And I'm Sam Searles.
Public safety is a concern for pretty much all Philadelphians these days. The total number of fatal shootings this year is on pace to top last year's total.
Earlier this month, three city council members resigned from their positions to launch Democratic campaigns for mayor: Derek Green, Sherelle Parker, and Maria Quinones Sanchez.
I went to Green's kickoff speech at a West Philly barbershop. Gun violence came up pretty much right away.
We need people to put down their guns and pick up paychecks.
Green says he wants to use the Navy Yard, the Sunoco refinery, and the Bud plant to create more manufacturing jobs. Sam, what did you hear from the candidates you talked to?
Well, Quinones Sanchez plans to reduce blight and invest in security measures like cameras and lighting. But her big push is the ongoing fight to unite city, state, and federal agencies.
We should not be saying the DA and the police commissioner are not on the same page. That is the executive's role to say, we are going to have one common vision, and that is what's missing. And that kind of leadership only the mayor can provide to assure people that all of those components are working together.
And what about Parker?
Well, she wants to add more police, especially if they're on foot.
But this idea of having beat officers and bike patrols walking our neighborhoods, getting to know the people that they are protecting and serving.
But a lot of people think the city shouldn't be putting more funding into police resources and should instead focus on programs that connect the most likely shooters to social services and jobs.
Yeah, that's right. And City Controller Rebecca Reinhart, who says she's considering a run for mayor, has been pretty adamant about that.
Write-in mayoral candidate John McKay is running under the Freedmen Party. He says the city needs leadership that comes from a trauma-informed and mental health-focused background.
Gun violence is a brain health problem. So the first thing that I would be doing as the mayor is formally declaring untreated trauma the public health crisis that it is.
And no word yet from former city council member Alan Dom. He has resigned and says he's considering a run for mayor, but there's not been any official announcements.
This is going to be a contentious race.
Definitely. With that, Sammy Kayola.
And Sam Searles.
WHYY News.